There are many reasons why a person approaches what he or she calls the spiritual path, the approach toward becoming, realization, experience, enlightenment, and going further into higher function and knowing. Indeed, there actually are many different reasons why people approach what they consider to be the spiritual path, and further, many different things that they call spiritual teaching, spiritual guidance, spiritual realization, spiritual understanding. And many of these can be beneficial, helpful in a person's life, but are not necessarily real from the perspective of higher realization. They may be real within a very limited framework. And there are a lot of misconceptions about what the spiritual path is, what realization is, what higher experience is, higher function is. And yet there are many people who start out on this process and seek something they call that. And as I say, they do it for lots of different reasons, most of which are not from a higher standpoint involved with fulfilling the quest for true higher realization, experience, and function. Remembering, re-becoming. Most of these are tied up with lesser goals, lesser desires, misconceptions, and many of these form the basis for satisfying needs that the person has. And misinformation, filling this information that they might have about what spiritual realization is. There's nothing intrinsically wrong or incorrect with doing that, but it's only that a person who does it doesn't realize that that's what they're doing most of the time. It's like saying I want to be a baseball catcher, not understanding what it takes to be that, and being very satisfied to play video games and consider that they are now a baseball player. Something along that line. Further, the intention that a person has really opens the door to what comes next, what is drawn to them and what they're drawn to. And so if the intention of the words, spiritual realization, that I seek spiritual realization, I speak enlightenment, I speak true remembering of the real, I speak function as I really am, is pointing toward those qualities and those attributes which are of that real nature, then the person will be drawn toward that, and those qualities and attributes and experiences will come to the person in like manner. And according to their capacity, it will continue on further and further. If, however, the person has a misunderstanding of the path or is seeking satisfaction of some intentions which are not to that level, then they'll be drawn to that. If they misname it, it is up to them to figure it out or be helped along the way to an understanding of what they're really doing, but certainly they're satisfying something which is much lesser. So in this talk, we're going to deal with a person who is, from the mystic perspective, seeking that which they are, that which has been called truth, that which exists or is, that which they are, remembering, re-becoming, that highest of which they are. In a further talk, I'll go into more about realization, experience, spiritual path, and intention, for it forms a great deal, great basis of what a person actually gets to experience, and how a person can assess for themselves what they should look for, and also if a person is to be a guide and assisting someone, what they should look for a little bit in helping someone. In a previous talk, one directly before this, I spoke of surrender. Surrender is giving away of something. And what one gives away in spiritual realization, experience, is that which is limiting, that which is false, and becomes, again, realizes, experiences, becomes again that which they are, and that which is real. They cling to their, if they cling to their misconceptions, then that's where they stay. So, in order to get to the real, the highest, what one seeks, one has to surrender, give up, give away that which is false. To get to that which is true, you give away that which is untrue. To experience and realization your true nature, your true self, your true being, and then grow within that higher and more, you give away that identification which is lesser. So, surrender is the topic more of what I'm going to speak about today. What this talk deals with is the giving away of falseness and the intention of placing yourself toward the highest of what you are, really, of re-becoming, remembering, redoing, refunctioning. In order to do this, you give up the falseness and identification as lesser. This is what the talk is about. Now, it would be a shame for a person to go through life and consider that they are one particular thing which is far less than what they really are. But this is what most people do. It is a shame, and would be a shame, if a person lived in a little tiny house and felt and thought that this house included all the world. Never been outside a door. And yet this is what many people do. It would be a shame if a person felt that all the world, all the time that they lived here, the entire span of their life was, for example, 4 years long. And yet this, in a larger sense, of people who consider life and living being 70 years, whatever the lifespan is, 80 years, or in a long time, 90 years or 100 years, this too is just as wrong, because their span of living is far greater than that. And if a person were to consider that what they are is their outer clothing, and they wore clothing of, let's say, a mailman, and they feel that all of life is becoming the mailman, and that fulfills all of their life, they would be limiting themselves strictly to that. Not necessarily bad or good, but the limitation in terms of function would be there. And if a person considered this all the truth and the entire scope of life, when in reality there was much more, they would still be deceiving themselves. And that would be a shame for the person who said, I seek all life and all that is real. And yet they clung to and the false idea that all life was being a postman. Something would have to be given away in order to realize it was more than just a mailman. They would have to surrender that. There's an entire range of stories which are built around that, including one which people are found to be in prison. They're born in prison, in jail. They never see the outside world. They think the entire world is limited to the prison. They get their food there, they grow there, they die there. And yet they're afraid to go outside the walls. Matter of fact, they consider that nothing exists beyond those walls. And this limitation, if the prisoner were to go outside the prison to explore the outside, they would have to surrender, give away that which is lesser, their limitation of themselves as being living in and fulfilled in the entire world of the prison. They'd have to give that away. So too in spiritual realization, you give away limitations, the false conceptions, the misunderstandings, the attachments to limited concepts and ideas, the identification of yourself as being less than what you really are. In the course of doing that, you grow again, remember, become again that which you truly are, which is called realization. Aspects of and experiences of enlightenment can best be described as a series of aha moments, and real enlightenment and realization is when the identification changes and the function changes. The identity changes and the person becomes again that which one is in reality. And then one grows within this because there is no limitation. So every step along the way beyond that is a surrendering, giving away of that which you've come to in the first place. That which has gotten you there, that which you've become, and then you give that away. You give it away in a breath, each heartbeat is the giving away of all life before that. The perception actually changes, the identification changes, the scope and awareness of the being person changes. All of this takes place as a person becomes again, realizes, experiences, touches on, grows to that which they are. And in the experiencing and knowing of that which is, that which, and more than just that which is real, that real has that limiting qualifier, whereas the that which is and which is not, and that from which those come, those limitations come into, without any words that can be spoken, is the limited. And from this understanding, experience comes and grows, a person lives and dwells there, and then learns also to function again. Their outside world is no longer the prison, and they become of that which they perceive also, because that's part of oneself. The beholder and that which is beheld, and the means of beholding, seeing, experiencing, all of this is of oneself. And so this is remembered and re-become again. And in order to do that, you have to surrender that which is lesser. So the process of the realization and re-becoming is one of constant surrender. And if giving away that which you are, giving away that limitation of which you are, giving away that to which you've grown and become in order to grow more into yourself. And if you're not willing to do that, surrendering, giving away all of this, then you won't go far within and toward and of and re-becoming of the real. This is a basic function that takes place. And this is important to understand. Because without it, you get trapped and caught within a lesser framework, and this limits yourself. You limit yourself to that which you perceive and that which you want to go to. You fulfill your own limitations. Again, there's neither right nor wrong within this, but rather function. What degree of function do you wish to truly experience and become of again? This is more of the real path, the process of re-becoming. In surrender, it's very difficult to give something up without you getting a taste and knowing what you're giving up to, but there are times when it's called by different names, a dark night of the soul, or dark nights, is one of them, in which you give up and you don't know what you're going to, you feel forsaken, you know that you shouldn't be where you are, and you surrender, you yield, you give up, and it's only through that faith and through that action of stepping out into the unknown that you get to the other side. It's not all frightening. What's the fear comes, the worry comes, the pain comes from the clinging, the holding on. And it's difficult to taste and touch on that which is one is going to without an understanding and feeling of that. It's also difficult to actually surrender to something without having a vehicle, a means to surrender, and having something to surrender to. Otherwise, you're clinging to your own ideas about it in the main. It's difficult to feel where to go unless you're getting taste of it. This is one of the purposes of having assistance and guidance in which you get exposed to these tastes of the more real. And the exposure comes as a result of your intention, your sincerity, and also the conditions that are drawn to you, toward you, and what a person assists in bringing toward you and putting you into. These are qualities and conditions which someone helps guide you who really understands this and can really be of benefit, a higher benefit. The taste, the experiences are brought consciously in the manner that the individual needs, and the assistance is there. It's very difficult to surrender to something you don't see, you don't know, you can't taste, you feel is right, but you're not sure. It's difficult to surrender to the nebulous without first being able to surrender yourself toward the real in the form of another being or other conditions that are more on your own level, realistic and tangible, we'll say, that can be felt with whatever senses that you have. So this is one of the main reasons for assistance and guidance through another person who's in a body. And this is one of the reasons why so much of the path is built around of a surrendering, a giving away of oneself toward the higher through the assistance of somebody else who can point you toward that, and then can assist you so that your surrender becomes not to them personally, but rather to the highest of your ideal, and you move toward that. So the true guide will not be having you, your surrender be to him or her in a personal manner to benefit themselves. But this again is done falsely in many, many so-called traditions and non-spiritual teachings under that guise. And many people are perfectly happy to have a mommy or daddy that they can surrender to and feel, oh, they're taking away all the problems. They're going to do all the work, and all I have to do is give away all my free will, all my fears, all my worries, and just let myself be carried away by that. Well, this is a false notion, and one a person has to be cured of, or to go much further. And yet this also is something that many people will dwell on, give up their own self toward the control of another, and then for that person who's seeking control, it's a wonderful situation that people submitting themselves to you and you gain greater power, control over them. And this power trip is one of the reasons why people get involved in so-called spiritual teachings, in many of them, and satisfies their own egotism and own need for power and glory. They're not doing it for the higher. They're not doing it for real assistance, no matter what they say or what the organization may say. But there's mutual understanding, whether it's known or not, whether it's overt or covert, whether it's spoken about or not, and everyone gets satisfied and everyone gets fulfilled to what they want, whatever their intentions are, their desires. That's not the spiritual path. That's not spiritual realization or higher experience. It's a satisfaction of lesser desires and fears, and goes on through many, many ways with people. In a real situation where there's real guidance and real assistance, the person stands before that ideal, and the surrender is always to the highest. It may be through the person, but this is where the surrender is gained and lived and learned, and the guide or guider, so to speak, are passing it on to the highest, so you don't cling to them as being the object of surrender. And if you do still have those misconceptions, and it's part of that person's work to help cure you of this, to help guide you and lead you to the understanding that you find for yourself, each step is found by oneself, regardless of the extent of any guidance or assistance in words and intellectual understanding, it is until you actually find it for yourself and experience it, know it, feel it, taste it, become of it, that it's real. So the surrender is of the lesser. And this is what a person puts themselves to, toward the highest of what they are. And it's not piling on new things, learning new things. And again, this is one of the misconceptions of the spiritual path to realization, enlightenment, experience. It's not gaining all sorts of new stuff and adding on layer upon layer upon layer and learning all sorts of methods and techniques and approaches, all of that which can be useful at various times. But it's letting go of all these misconceptions. It's not growing to something which is new and becoming new and expanding new again, but rather letting go of limitations, letting go of the newer misinterpretations, misunderstandings, the misconceptions, the misidentification, and then by letting go of all of that, you find again, realize again what already exists and what you are already. It's the simplicity of living. It's the breathing without identification as to lesser. And even all the practices and processes one goes through, letting go of them also and just becoming and living and being. This is more of the real of that which is, that which exists, that beyond that which exists and which doesn't exist. And this is what one places themselves toward in that becoming again and knowing, the realization, remembering. And if you're not willing to surrender all that is lesser than that, then you're not going to reach that level again. And from there, it's not just constrained and saying, well, now you've reached the end. It continues to expand and grow as you let go of yourself further and further, more and more, and become more and more of what you truly are. So surrender is the process of becoming again more real.